Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. My name's Drew Doherty, and happy Thanksgiving. With the Colts coming to town on Sunday, quarterback Matt Schaub has a tall, tall task in front of him, but he says he's ready to go and excited about the opportunity.
We want to score more points. You know, we want to convert on opportunities, especially down the red zone, and take care of the football. That's the bottom line.
I know it's a question we ask you every week, how important is it against them that you have so we get the running game going to complement what you're doing today?
Well, it's with every week we want to get the running game going. We want to take care of the football and score points and get touchdowns and ultimately, score more points than them and win the game.
How crucial is this to bounce back from a loss to the Titans?
It's imperative. Anytime you stumble in this business, you got to turn around and bounce back next week, and that's the same within a game. You know, you have a rough player, you make a mistake, you gotta bounce back the next play. So it's imperative that we bounce back and get a W this week.
Haven't played them just a couple of weeks ago. Help at all in your preparation?
I think so, especially on a short week. You know, playing Monday night and turning around playing 5 days later. I think it helps that we, you know, they're a divisional opponent that we know well, and that we only played them a few weeks ago.
Talk about the adjustments you've had to make in the last couple games without Owen.
Yeah, you know, it's by committee. You know, Joel stepped up and played very well for us. Getting James Casey back this past week helped us out with his athletic ability and what he can do. But then, David Anderson, Andre Davis, Jacoby has also stepped in. And so we're just doing it by committee, getting those plays and, moving the ball down the field.
I feel like the team has bounced back this last couple of days?
I think so. We went out and got some of the soreness out from the game. You know, it hasn't been too long since we played on Monday night, and so guys are still working some of the kinks out, but I think the morale's good, and I think we're going to be ready to go on Sunday without a doubt.
Matt, do you get more excited going up against like Peyton, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever? You played your best season, and you'll be going against Brady too.
Well, I think it's hard to say. I'm not really playing against him. I'm playing against their defense, but it is exciting to go against a team that they haven't lost in a long time in the regular season. So it's a big challenge for us and one that we're looking forward to as a team. And we're definitely going to have to be on top of our game to beat them without a doubt.
You're going against him, and he's one of the greatest.
I'm not going against him necessarily. I'm going against their defense and. And that's other people. I'm not going to do that because I'm focused on their 11 guys opposite me.
Manny, y'all come close against this team several times now with you. Does that help? What's your confidence, that sort of thing? You know you've been right there. The games have been winnable.
They have been winnable, and we just, ultimately, we those couple plays that are the difference between winning and losing, they've been making them and we haven't. And I think it's definitely been a close game with them for a few years now. So it's about time we make those plays and get over the hurdle.
Matt, you guys have struggled on the first possession.
Yeah.
Haven't scored. Is that just coincidental, circumstantial? Can you make some adjustments to see? Obviously, you're trying to score.
Obviously. I think. Well, I think we execute better. Sometimes, the defense, they play too. And, sometimes they have a good call against what we might be trying to do on third down or whatnot. But it's a various things from week to week, whether we're going to be scoring on the first drive. But, ultimately it comes down to execution and just, being able to make the plays versus what coverages they're doing.
Because there's certainly no issues with your overall offensive efficiency. So it just almost seems coincidental, but it would really help to get a touchdown just straight away, right? I mean, you just kind of lifts everything.
Without a doubt, I mean, we can go down the score with first possession. It definitely help, with no doubt about that.
You did a nice job moving around within the pocket the other night, Monday night. You got these two guys coming off the edge now, Freeney and Mathis.
Yeah.
Do you focus on being able to step up, move around within the pocket to avoid those guys should they get free against the Colts, or do you just put it out of your mind?
Every game you're going to have to move around within the pocket. The Titans have a good pass rush, but with these guys on the edge, you're going to have to be aware of your depth in the pocket and where they're coming from because they feed off each other well, whether one goes high, one goes low, and try to, get to the launch point. So you got to be aware of that and, get the ball out once you hit the top of your drop.
Receiver Andre Johnson looking to catch some passes from Schaub, and he, too, is looking forward to the chance to take on Indianapolis.
I think that's...
that's just my opinion. You know, I think we operate best, you know, once our offense gets in a rhythm. You know, you can kind of tell when we're out there playing.
Well, what is the key to being able to get in that rhythm? Is there anything you can do? Or?
I think, you know, just us executing our plays, you know, hitting a pass here, getting a run there, you know, just, you know, making positive plays every time we touch the ball, you know. It kind of gets you in the groove, you know, when you have that happen. And, you know, when that happens for us, we go out and play pretty well, you know, as offense.
How much has not having Owen affected the offense and what y'all are trying to do?
I mean, Owen's a big part of our offense. You know, like I said before, you can't replace Owen. You know, you just have to have everyone just has to turn their game up. So, you know, that's what we've been trying to do, just pick up the, you know, slack, you know, the makeup for Owen, you know, not being here.
Is it helpful to face Indianapolis twice so close together?
I don't know. I think you should still have to go out and play the game. You know, I don't really think it matters, you know, how close the games are. You know, it's going to be a big test for us. You know, we played them close the last few times we've played them. And, you know, hopefully Sunday we can get over that hump and get a win.
Is it kind of amazing to know that they've won 19 straight regular season games, knowing how hard it is to win in this league? Is that just kind of crazy to think about?
Well, you know, they've been playing well as a team. And, you know, they've been winning. You know, that's what this league is all about. I mean, you look at any sport, basketball, football, you know, hockey, baseball, whatever, it's all about winning. And, you know, they've been winning. So, you know, that's what it's all about.
Speaking of winning, what is the key, do you think, for y'all to get back on track and get another win?
Well, we have to just find a way to finish games. You know, a lot of people, you know, people from the outside looking in, you know, would say it's Chris' fault, you know, because he missed the kick or whatever. But I think, you know, the good teams don't put their kickers in that situation. So, you know, I don't think Chris should take all the blame for it. You know, we have to go out there and, you know, when we had the ball down in the red zone, we need to get 7 points instead of getting 3 points. So, you know, I think that's the big part of it, you know, of us becoming a good football team.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you keep it right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.